Brian Sanders is with us here on The Joyride, and in this book, Leadership Endures. By the way, the cover is going to have four key leaders on the front. So question number one, 1A and 1B here. Is your favorite leader pictured on the front cover? Who is that? And this is part B, and tell us why.
Lincoln is on the cover, and he's my favorite leader. Besides Jesus, he's my favorite leader. So let me say that because I don't want to get people criticized. He likes Lincoln more than Jesus. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he's my favorite leader simply because it is 1862. His son is dying upstairs in the White House. Across the hallway, Lincoln's wife, Mary Todd, is having a breakdown. She is screaming. She is yelling. Down the hallway, Lincoln's cabinet is meeting about how to proceed with the war. And yet every time he walks into that in that room, they start screaming at him with different ideas. And in 1862, anybody could walk in the White House. Now, think about that compared to today.
Yeah.
You cannot get within 100 yards of the White House without somebody having a machine gun targeted you. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
But in 1862, anybody could walk in the front doors of the White House. There were people there wanting him to give them land, to settle a law dispute, to answer a particular question, and the hallways were just lined with people. He couldn't find peace. Now, compare that to like your life. Mm-hmm. Now listen about Lincoln. His son is dying, wife is yelling, having a breakdown, his advisors down the hallway trying to figure out the war, yelling at him, and then downstairs are hundreds of people wanting him to answer questions. Where does he go?
Mm.
Now think about your life. You ever feel like that? I got something here, I got something there, I got something here, and I got something over there going on. And you just feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And Lincoln endured. He took one step at a time, one day at a time. As Lincoln grew older, his faith in God grew deeper. And Lincoln came to believe that God was in control. That kind of anchored him. So as we face life, the anchor should be, God's got this. Here is the reality. When your son is dying, your wife is breaking down, there's a war that nobody can agree on, and you've got 1,000 people wanting your voice, who else can you turn to?
Mm. Yeah.
My favorite Lincoln story. Next to his office was something called an ante room where he went to like get away from everybody. His secretary was a man named John Nicolay. So Lincoln goes into this little ante room, and he makes himself a cup of tea. Now, you have to remember that in this time of history, anybody could come in the White House. Anybody. There's a woman sitting in the hallway with a baby, and she's been there 2 days. She has not left that chair for 2 days, and the baby's crying. Well, on day two, Lincoln's making a cup of tea, and he hears this baby crying. He says, John, is there a baby in the White House? Nicolay says, yes, sir. Said, she is here for a pardon for her husband. Said, her husband deserted the Northern Army, and he is due to be executed. Mm-hmm. And she's here to beg you for a pardon. Lincoln puts his cup of tea down, walks out in the hallway. The woman starts begging him for the pardon, but Lincoln's eyes can't leave the baby. This baby who's just crying. Lincoln walks to his office, writes out a pardon, signs it, and hands it to the woman. She runs down the hallway yelling, I did it. I did it. I got my husband a pardon. John Nicolay heard that, and he runs after the woman. He stops her and he says, Madam, you did nothing. The baby did everything. Compare that to Jesus.
Yeah.
We did nothing. The baby did everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
He secured our pardon. He took care of our redemption so that we would never face eternal condemnation. That's my favorite Lincoln story.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good. BrianSandersAuthor.com for the book, for more that you want to read about, even just to whet your appetite as you're waiting on that to be delivered, or get it on your Kindle, get the audio book, and Brian can read it to you. It's all there, BrianSandersAuthor.com, and it's always fun to catch up with Brian. Wonderful stories. There are more where that came from, and you'll be delighted to get it. Brian, you're always welcome here. Obviously, you have your own key, so there's that. But we love talking to you.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Exciting.